Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. Chris Fitzsimon and John Hood. The Atlantic Coast Conference released last week its fall football schedule. Now, they've pared it down from 11 games to 10. They're going to be a lot of mostly in-conference games, but they're counting on fans in the stadium and big television audiences. Is it safe to play football this fall in spite of the warnings that contact sports should be avoided, Chris?
Well, I guess we're going to find out. I think that obviously there's going to be a dramatic amount of testing of the athletes. I think people will watch if the games are on television. The question is how many folks are going to show up in the stands. And if you've been to stadiums in North Carolina at any college, you're sitting very close to a lot of people, and a lot of people are screaming. And you might be outside, but there's still a lot of opportunity, I think, for close contact. So the question to me isn't, I think they'll be able, I hope, to protect the players. I think the television ratings will be fine. The question is how many people will show up in the stands, and I'm not sure of the answer of that.
I'm not sure I'm bidding for any tickets this season. How about you, John? What do you think?
Well, I'm not going to a game either, but I wouldn't anyway. As you know, it's not my thing. Look, we've just had recently, in the last few days, we've had hundreds, sometimes thousands of people crammed together for hours, marching up and down downtowns, unfortunately, in some cases, turning into riots, destroying businesses, and so forth. Of course, people will go to the games, not as many as would usually go, but they will be more spaced out and more responsible than the protests have been.
You mean spaced out so far as distance is concerned?
They're not going to set up. I think that the different groups who go to the games will be separated physically separated in a way that is not present when we see these protests. So, of course, outside is safer than inside. Separate is safer than on top of each other. I think there will be lots of masks being worn. So I think it'll happen. I'm not sure that the decision is going to get criticized, and I understand the criticism
one way or
of
the
it.
Other. Yeah.
But I do think that it was inevitable given the business that college sports has become.
Big business. But Chris, we've seen professional Major League Baseball try to get started, and in several instances, they've had to delay the season for particular teams because of outbreaks of the virus within their own teams. Shouldn't this be a little bit of a red flag for football?
Well, it certainly should be a yellow flag. And again, we're going to have to trust the professionals who administer these programs, who run these programs. We'll have to trust the public health folks who are doing the tests. It might be that it doesn't work and that we play a few games and it becomes obvious that doesn't work. I think the goal is to keep this, as John mentioned, it is a big business. It's a big business for television. It's a big business for the universities who make a lot of money. And so they're going to give it a go. I hope it works safely, but I think I'm confident that if it doesn't go well, that there'll be some changes made.
Going to be an interesting fall, no question for that. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.